Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. I am Nikki, and it is very good to be here with you today. This morning, we are going to look at Matthew 15 and 1 John. Beginning in Matthew 15, verse 8, it says, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me." So what does it mean to do something in vain? It means you are working at something all for nothing. So when we called out to God for salvation and vowed to follow Jesus, did we really think following him meant just saying we follow him with our words? What if your spouse only said they loved you and they cheated on you often? Would you believe they truly loved you? That's how many professing Christians treat Jesus, though. Not many people would tolerate an unfaithful spouse. The thing is, God is holy and he will not tolerate it. We read in 1 John many things about saying and doing and how they need to line up. Just in the first 2 chapters, I found 5 instances where people say something but don't back it up with actions. Starting chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." In chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. And he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." And in chapter 3, verse 18, he says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." So it is more about action than word. Speaking, that's easy to do. It's about our heart. And what we do proves what's in our heart. And the verse that really stood out to me in 1 John, it's chapter 3, 9, says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning." In this one right here, actually. "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." So he came to destroy the works of the devil. That is the purpose Jesus was manifested. not just to die on the cross and you be saved, all the while living powerless against Satan and his works. So no, he came and he destroyed those works. So those who claim to follow Jesus but walk according to Satan, they're without excuse. The Bible tells us there are those who have a form of godliness but deny the power that can make them holy. Where it says whoever has been born of God does not sin, that means that he cannot sin without conviction. And he will hate his sin, as Romans 7 discusses more in depth. So that war that we have in the flesh once we are born again, yeah, is there a war going on in you? That is a good sign that you are born again. If there's no war, that means you agree with your flesh and you're not born again. It's really that simple. So when you sin, do you hate it? Do you have remorse and run to Jesus and confess your weaknesses and ask for his help? Or do you hide your sin, keeping it to yourself and not confessing it for what it really is? Being a follower of Jesus is about being born again, living by the Spirit, and not by the flesh, not simply an acknowledging and agreeing that Jesus is the Messiah, but living as he lived because you love him. So our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 25. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. And that reminds me of the thief on the cross next to Jesus. And he said to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And yeah, I've never noticed that until I just read that psalm earlier. I thought that was kind of neat. And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. And I'll end today's devotional by praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. Amen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.